Now, I come to the 15th chapter, and here is another remarkable chapter. Here is the parable of the vine that wouldn't bear fruit. And that is one of the figures, actually, of the nation Israel. We had that back in Isaiah. You'll remember back there in the 5th chapter, the vine back there set before us the nation Israel. He says that vine is the nation Israel. So we don't need to speculate. We know what he's talking about. But he's making a very interesting application of it here. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, this is chapter 15, verse 1. Now verse 2, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken out of it to do any work? Or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel on it? Behold, it's cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it and the middle of it is burned. Is it fit for any work? Now, this is a tremendous parable. The Lord Jesus used this for believers today. And he, by the way, said Israel was no longer a vine. I am the genuine vine, he said. Now, what is the purpose of the vine? And by the way, in the 15th of John, he's not talking about salvation. What's the purpose of a vine? To do one thing, bear fruit, nothing else. He says here, you don't go to the furniture store and you say, now I want to get a Louis the 14th bedroom set. And I want it in grapevine wood. And I tell you, the man to furnish the store is going to look at you in amazement and say, we don't have anything made in a grapevine. It's not good for anything like that. We don't use it for anything because the grapevine is just good to bear fruit. And when it won't bear fruit, what do you do with it? Well, you make a fire with it. And in the 15th of John, the Lord Jesus said, that if you won't bear fruit as a vine, that is a branch that's in him, he'll remove you from the place of fruit bearing. You don't lose your salvation. You just remove from the place of fruit bearing. And there are a great many men that have been removed from the place of fruit bearing today. God sets them aside, does it in many, many ways. If you're not going to bear fruit, Christian friend, God's going to put you aside because he wants fruit. The Lord Jesus said that you might bear much fruit. Now, these people weren't bearing fruit. And God says that there's nothing left for me to do but to burn Jerusalem. And that's the reason he did it. These people are to represent God. If you have a great privilege today as a Christian, you have a great responsibility. May I say to you today, have you ever thought of that poor fellow over yonder in Africa, China, or in Russia today? He doesn't have the privilege that you have of hearing the word of God. Well, I want to say this to you. You sure got a responsibility. There are a lot of folk down yonder in South America that haven't heard. There's been a spiritual movement down there. We get letters from even our English broadcasts down there. And people are turning to the Lord. And it's amazing to us today, the people that are turning to the Lord. Why? Because I want to say this to you. He wants us to bear fruit today, and that's his message to these people.